The youngest competitor and his first-time competitor is stepping back up.
It's Ryland Anderson, grandson of Al Anderson.
Okay.
From the Norwegian team. He's studying. He's assessing. He is...
Nice.
Did he score? Was that a score?
Yeah, that is a score. The Swedes are now up 1-0. He is scoring a second one after a hug from his mom.
Good for him.
Oh, a little short. I think Riley has figured out the course here.
He's studying. He's really looking at this. He knows where it is. He knows.
A little short. Close though. Almost went in on the bounce.
Does that count?
I don't know that counts.
Oh, not okay.
Sorry.
Well, the Norwegians are ahead 1-0 at this point.
That was very impressive. We have Ryland Anderson coming up. Well, hello, Ryland. Paul's going to give you a microphone close enough. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Great. So what did you feel like when you got up to the plate for the second round and you made that first toss? What was on your mind?
I was pretty happy, and I just didn't want anybody else to score.
Well, you must work magic because nobody really came that close to scoring after you. Fantastic work.
Thank you.
Have you practiced? Is there a way to practice for this?
Well, I usually at my grandma and grandpa's play cornhole, but that's just about it.
Yeah, I get the feeling that cornhole is a lot easier to grip what you're holding on to than there is in this game. That thing seems like a tough thing to hang on to.
Yeah.
So how are you going to celebrate? Go to Disney World?
No.
Well, you should be getting slapped on the back by a bunch of older folks for a great job in that second round. Amazing work, Ryland.
Thank you.
Maybe we could find out how old Ryland is.
Ryland, folks want to know, how old are you these days?
I'm 11.
11.
11, all right. Well, he has a long future of Ludafix tossing ahead of him then.
You could be the captain of the Norwegian team coming up in the next 50 years, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, why not? And when you get a chance, step over to KTWH. We'd like to hear another station ID from you. You did a station ID for us a long time ago, and now we can add Ludafix champion to it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's Ryland Anderson. Right now, Linda Schuler is speaking to the novice Ludafix throwers, most of whom seem to all be younger people, but she's encouraging them to give this another shot, and helicopters are flying overhead. I guess the news is going out to the world from Two Harbors that the Norwegians have emerged victorious in the 2021 Ludafix Toss 1-0.
1-0. What an event. What a tournament.
Some of the best games are 1-0 games.
Indeed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of defense.
Again, this is a soccer player, as we say, a football player, Zach speaking, Fran, that he's excited by those low-scoring and close competition. But there is no goalie in the Ludafix toss, so there's nothing really stopping them from scoring except their own skill.
Or lack thereof.
Bum-bum-bum. I have a question. Can you smell anything on your end, Fran?
Because on our end, I'll tell you what,
it is getting ripe.
I'll bet. Not quite yet. Thank goodness. I think if we better cut it off now so that it doesn't come to that.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Fran. And for the folks in the listening audience, Fran Kelleher did yeoman work pulling this off because the team she was working with in the field was not exactly ready for prime time today.
Three flat tires on the same.
Yep. It was a very difficult audio situation here, Fran. Thanks for
your
patience.
Yes, it always is. Well, you managed to do the best you could, I think, and it worked. Great.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.